I want to give you this thought, actually, before we go. Well, you can go there to 1 Kings chapter 13, but I'm going to read to you again from Acts 20, verse 28. It says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flocks over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." And here's the interesting thing is Paul, he didn't just say, hey, look, people are going to come, you know, and they're just going to not spare the flock. He gave a solution. He says, so this is what you do. And he gave it the verse before, and he says, you need to feed the flock of God.
Amen.
Okay, because there will come grievous wolves not sparing the flock. So how do you avoid that? How do you keep the flock from being devoured of Satan, from being devoured of these false prophets? You need to feed the flock Amen. Of God.
Amen.
And look, not just with candy either.
Amen.
I like candy. Every once in a while, you know. But you can't have candy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you need some meat. You need some vegetables. You need rice. You need beans.
Amen.
I can't believe I just said that because my wife knows I hate eating beans, right? You need a balanced diet. And you need to know what the Bible says. But that falls on the responsibility of the pastor to feed the flock of God. And look, I think sometimes even there's pastors that are well-meaning. They're sincere people, right? But they're not feeding the flock of God. Maybe just for the fact that they're just shallow in their doctrine, they don't know a whole lot or whatever it may be. They need to study up more, but they're not feeding the flock of God. So what happens? There's people coming in, all kinds of false prophets, and they're taking people over. They're devouring the flock of God.